Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Nancy Robert, director of Uplands Museum in Lenoxville. Ms. Robert will be talking about a recent funding of $353,630 over 2 years, awarded by the Quebec Cultural Heritage Fund as part of a program to support the renewal of permanent exhibitions. In the second half hour today, we will have some music and some health news. Unfortunately, my second guest today had to cancel their interview as they are under the weather. A big shout out to country music artist from the townships, Trevor Brunton. Feel better soon and hope to have you on the show next week, Trevor. We will start off the show today with a song called Tell Me How, Education, and it's by Canadian artist Lauren Taggart off her album The Lost Art of Pulling Through. Right after that, we'll hear the interview with Nancy Robert, director of Uplands Museum in Lenoxville.
You can't just get up and leave, baby. You fight till your dying day. If you never struggled, I thought that'd be your heaven. When I lost my father, but all I got was silence. Pretty young thing, shock hurts like a heartburn. So go harder, Olympus. Someone's gotta pay for the education. The lost art of pulling through. Someone's gotta tell me how to breathe harder. The news, no one's gonna pay for the education. The lost art of pulling through. Someone's gotta tell me.
Thank you.
WJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we welcome Nancy Robert, Director of Uplands Museum in Lenoxville, to the Townships at 12. So welcome, Nancy.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Now, very exciting news. Just recently, Uplands has received some money awarded from the Quebec Cultural Heritage Fund. So could you tell us about this?
Yes, last year we applied for the renewal of the permanent exhibit of Uplands. The exhibit that's there right now has more than 20 years. So we thought it would be, in collaboration with the Lenoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society. We're the two organizations in the Uplands House. So we got together and thought, okay, that would be a good opportunity to apply to renew the permanent exhibit of the house. So we submitted an application to the Ministry of Culture, and now we received the good news that it's been approved. So now we have to get to work.
Okay, that's very exciting, though. Very uplifting for everybody at Uplands because you all work so hard there.
The museum has been built by this community. Like I said, it's really been built with the hours of volunteers and money from the community. So it's good news as well when there's some injection of finances from, they believe in what we do and we can continue sharing the heritage of Lenoxville.
Okay. Do you know a bit of a history of the Uplands?
Well, Uplands, actually, it's, it's located on Abenaki territory. And the house was built in 1862. So by, the Speed family is the most important one the one that we hear the most because there's Speed Street, and then Mr. Speed was very involved in the community. But originally, it's Mr. Padden that bought the house. So there's a lot of history. The families that lived at Uplands were involved in the community. And then in 1985, one of the Speed daughter, they were getting older, and they wanted to sell the house. And at that time, the Lenoxville Ascot Historical Society heard of the potential sale and thought it would be a great place for a museum. And the Speed were happy as well with that possibility. So the community really got together, raised money, did fundraisers, and were able to purchase Uplands around 1985.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yes, and since then it's been a museum, since 1985, and it's been growing since then.
Mm-hmm. Now, with this money, you're going to be able to complete the project Pour Me a Story. Would you like to talk about that project?
Yes, it will take about 2 years to be able to renew the permanent exhibit. There's a lot of steps involved in building a permanent exhibit. We don't have all the expertise on the inside or in-house. So we'll also be calling upon experts that are architects in the design of permanent exhibits. So we thought, like right now, the title, when we applied for the project, we said Pour Me a Story, because there's always the link with the tea, pour me a cup of tea. But because Pour Me a Story involves like someone sharing a story, sharing traditions, oral history, something that we live. So we thought that was a good title. So we'll see if it stays once we go through the process. But that involves telling a story as well as we go through the different rooms of the house. On display, like showcased in the new exhibit, will be the artifacts from the collection of the Historical Society. We'll have to dig into the archives and find some things that would be interesting for people to discover about their community. And also we'll be able to add some information about the territory we live on, like Lenoxville, the site itself. So there will be an educational program as well that will be added to it. So, So we want to be able to involve the schools more in coming and being a tool as well for education.
Okay. Now, the Lennoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society, they're in the same building as you, and are they upstairs?
Well, we occupy, we really share the house. We're married.
Okay.
Often people, when they come in, they don't realize that there's two organizations, and that's fine for the visitors. But on the back, behind the scenes, the Historical Society has been there for many years. They were there before the Cultural Center. And they're the ones that they have a collection of over 7,000 objects. A very rich collection. They have archives as well of the history of the region. So inside the walls of Upland, we already have a lot of information and history. So it will be more to research what could be interesting and to take those information and artifacts and really tell a story with what we have.
Okay, sounds like a great endeavor there. Now, Uplands, you're always doing something. In the summer, you have teas. You have a few, I guess, teas in the winter, too. What other projects are you thinking of that are coming up at Uplands?
Well, the teas, for sure, that's something that, was part of the community. And over the years, we realized it's really part of the intangible heritage of this community, and it was recognized even by the city of Sherbrooke in 2017. It was part of the inventory of the city of intangible heritage. So we really developed around the tea, some programs, some workshops for schools. We have our mentors, which are ladies that have been involved in the tradition of the tea over the years, that are involved in our workshops with young people from local schools. And so that's something that we've been developing. We have a large collection of, as we probably know, teacups and objects we use for the tea service. And this is an educational collection. So we've been collecting as well a lot of stories, oral history of people in the community. So we can really build the information, and we can work at the transmission as well of this tradition and the values that are around it, because the English tea in the townships is really linked to volunteering in the community. It's something that we do to help fundraise for different events, so it's really something that we want to use as a tool of communicating values of the community.
Mm-hmm. About how many volunteers do you have at Uplands?
At Uplands and the Historical Society, between the two, we probably have about 100 volunteers that get involved in different ways. It can be to welcome people, or even when we have Christmas concerts, the group that performs, they misbehave, and they're all volunteers. Or it could be people that that help serve tea sometimes, or even with school groups. So we have, I think a lot of cultural centers or other organizations sometimes are jealous of our community, because it's really a community that gets involved with its organization.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Is the museum open in the winter?
Yes, we reopen right now. We're preparing the upcoming contemporary exhibit. The opening is, the vernissage is on February 11th between 2 and 4 p.m. Yes, it's a sculptor and a photographer, and it's very colorful. It's called Emotion, and it's very different from other exhibits we've had, so I encourage you to come in and have a look.
Okay, so it's paintings and photography, and that happens on February 11th between 2 and 4. That's the vernissage, I would imagine?
Yes, it's the vernissage, and then we're open from Thursday to Sunday, mm-hmm. if people want to come after.
Okay, do you know the name of the photographer and the painter that are going to be showing?
Yes. The photographer is Jean-François Dupuis, and the sculptor is Claude.
Okay, that's interesting. If anybody wants to take that in, it sounds like a really interesting vernissage. Okay, what is the price to come to the museum?
The museum is free. It's mm-hmm. always free to come and visit. So everybody, it's important to keep it accessible, even with the new permanent exhibit. That's one thing we want to keep. That's very important for the community because it's a hub where people gather and different groups from the community come. So we don't want it to become a sterile environment where you just go and look at things and you can't touch. We still want to be able to use the space. So,
Okay, that's wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Well, I think one thing we can say is that this community has been wonderful for Uplands and the Historical Society, and it will be exciting in 2 years to have a grand opening of this new permanent exhibit, and we really hope that the community will, recognize itself and that they will be proud of what we're about to do.
Oh, I'm sure it will be wonderful. I'm really looking forward to seeing it in 2 years. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Robert, and all the best on the renovations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
I know what it's like to put everything aside for that special I love you. But bound to lose. I thought that I had it all in my hands, but sometimes things just don't go as planned. So for now I'm happy here, drifting in the breeze. Across the country in a tour van. Either way I like it here, drifting in the breeze. Drifting in the breeze could be what you need. Maybe right where you are is not that far from where you wanna be. I've set my sails to steer through the gales, whatever I face. But I'm floating on the sand, tied to no plan and no place. So wave to me from the shore. Maybe someday I'll be knocking at your door. Until then, drifting in the breeze, drifting in the breeze, drifting in the breeze.
And we just heard a song, Drifting in the Breeze. That's by Canadian folk artist Claire Copeland, and it's from her album, New Light. So next up, we have some community events to announce here on the Townships at 12. And we have an exhibition coming up at Uplands Museum in Lennoxville. The exhibition is called Emotions with Claude Beaupré and Jean-François Dupuis. The vernissage, the 11th of February, 2 to 4 p.m. The public is invited, and the exhibition goes on from the 11th of February to the 30th of March. And we have an art exhibition going on at the Foreman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University, as GeoCreatures brings together artistic projects that, in their evocation, reinvention, and updating of the connections between living matter and the mineral, invite us to see life through the lens of geology and contemplate how evolution has affected our planet. The exhibition is going on until March. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday, noon to 5 p.m., and it's free and open to the community. Again, that's the Forman Art Gallery on the campus of Bishop's University. And check out the other exhibitions going on at the Bold Museum out in Quaticook and the Museum of Nature and Science in Sherbrooke. We have an important conference with Revenue Quebec, Elders and Taxes coming up. Lennoxville Community Outreach and Surroundings invite the elderly and their close aides at a conference with one representative of Revenue Quebec on the different tax rules that apply to the elders. February 22nd, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Topics covered will be old age security pension, payment of pension, federal supplements, benefits from the pension scheme, Quebec and benefits of a pension scheme deductions. Registration is required. Non-refundable tax credits, medical expenses and amount for severe and prolonged disability. Refundable tax credits for helping person and for homekeeping of the elderly. Responsible at communityaid.ca. 819-821-4779. The fees, socio, fiscal, and other programs, including Solidarity Tax Credit. This happens at Community Aid Office, 164 Queen Street in Lennoxville, Office 104 in the Borough of Lennoxville. Now, please note there will be two sessions with different times and locations on the same day. For French, the session will take place on February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Community Help Center, located at 164 Queen Street in Lennoxville, Office 104. The English session will take place on February 22nd, 1:30 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center, located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lennoxville. The CFUW, Sherbrooke and District will be holding a Valentine's Day tea on Wednesday, February 14th at Hope Community Church in the basement, located at 102 Queen Street in Lennoxville. There will be two speakers from the GRIS, Groupe Régional d'Intervention Sociale de l'Estrie, who will give a demystification workshop regarding the lives of Two-Spirit and LGBTQ plus individuals. The public is welcome. Doors open at 12:30. And Sunnyside Elementary School fundraiser, the Sunnyside Parents Participation Organization, currently accepting donations for their upcoming annual bingo. The items will be used as prizes for the bingo winners. Items can be dropped off at Sunnyside Elementary School, 441 Dufferin Street in Stanstead, or you can contact the PPO at sunnysideppo@gmail.com to arrange for pickup. The bingo will be held in the Sunnyside Gymnasium on Saturday, February 17th. Doors are open at 12 noon, games start at 1. A concession stand will be available on-site with refreshments available for purchase. And just a reminder, the Hugs campaign for Mental Health Estrie is still on. Hugs, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves for the homeless. So check that out. If you need some more information or if you'd like to give a check, make sure if you do give a check, you give it in person to them. So I'll give you the number again, 819-565-3777 or email projects@mentalhealthestrie.com. So again, if you have an event coming up, you belong to a nonprofit organization, we'd love to help you get the word out. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So that's our community events for today. And I want to thank Nancy Robert, director of Uplands Museum in Lennoxville, for the interview. And we'll finish off the first part of the show today with a song from Little Misty, and the song is called Butterfly. It's off the album Nowhere Land, and another Canadian artist. So we'll have a word from a few of our sponsors, the news with Derek Bullard, and I'll be back with part two of the Townships at 12.
Shag butterfly landed on a little girl's head. The flapping of the butterfly's wings caused a tornado in the little girl's head. The hands of a clock being turned back won't stop time. Some things can't be undone, no matter how hard you try. flowers to bloom and glaciers to melt in whole. The hands of a clock being turned back won't stop time. The caterpillar sings, the caterpillar sings a melody you can't decide.